Hey, I'm Ella Gray, and welcome back to the Key of E podcast. This week, I'm going to be talking about A Head Full of Dreams by Coldplay. I mentioned last week that Milo Xyloto is my favorite Coldplay album, and I really want to put this in second place. I love this album. I think it tells an amazing story. I have this album on vinyl. I feel like the average listener would know a couple of these songs, one of them being Adventure of a Lifetime. And another one being Hymn for the Weekend featuring Miss Beyoncé. But other than those hits, I think I'm going to start out with talking about one of my favorites, which is the title track, A Head Full of Dreams. The melody of this song is so strong. I talked about this last week, how Coldplay is so good at writing those anthems where the crowd can easily sing it back. They're so good at call and response. And they're just so, obviously, you know, energetic, where everybody wants to feel included, and they do feel included, because even if you don't know all of the words, you can still sing this back as a whole audience, and it just, like, you know, gives you the chills to hear a whole stadium of people sing this back to you. I mean, like, listen to this crowd. I think that this song works really well as a title track. It sets the tone for what the album's gonna sound like, and it's so upbeat and energetic, but it still talks about, you know, obviously there's gonna be bad days, and obviously, you know, there's gonna be hard times, but as long as you keep positive, you're gonna get through it eventually. And this album doesn't shy away from having sad songs, you know, that are just, like, beautifully written and still just make you wanna cry. I think that they also continue to show in other songs this kind of, like, positive mindset of always being open to good things coming, and it's still okay to dream even if you're not, you know, a kid anymore. It's still good for you to always have dreams and goals that you want to achieve, and that you're always looking for the next step in your life. Next, I'm going to talk about one of the more slower songs, but I think it still really paints a beautiful picture, and it's still very positive, I think. Even if it sounds like it's written like a ballad, it's still hopeful, and that's Everglow. When I'm cold, there's a light that you give me when I'm in shadow. So if you love someone, you should let them know. The light that you left me will ever glow. I'm gonna end by talking about the last track on the album, which is called Up and Up. Down upon a canvas, working meal to meal, waiting for a chance to pick your orange field. You can say what is, or fight for it, close your mind, or take a risk, or see each sunrise as a gift. Since I've been talking about Coldplay over the past couple weeks, I thought that it would be interesting to make a top 10 of my favorite Coldplay songs. This took a lot of trial and error, and I felt bad saying goodbye to some really good songs. I mean, it's really not that deep. I can go listen to them, but I really wanted to make a top 10 because I thought that it would be interesting to kind of look at them as a whole, see what albums I preferred over other albums. Okay, so number 10, I have Violet Hill. I love this song. It's kind of dark, but, like, the melody is just so strong. Like, I feel like every song on this list, I think I just really like Coldplay's ability to write a melody. Number 9, I have Hurts Like Heaven. 8, I have Up and Up. Number 7, I have A Head Full of Dreams. 6, I have In My Place. If I ever hear this song in public, it just takes me back. Number 4 and 5, I just realized I have two back-to-back songs from X and Y. Number 5, I have Speed of Sound. And number 4, I have the title track from X and Y. Gosh, I love this song. I think a lot of people overlook this album a little bit because it's fairly slower. And I mean, obviously, like, Fix You, you know, got kind of the light in this album, and that's the song that everybody knows. But man, I just really like X and Y. I think it's a great title track. Number 3, I talked about this song extensively last week. Don't Let It Break Your Heart. Love this song. Number 2, I have Charlie Brown. It's my favorite song off of Milo Xyloto. And number 1, I literally was just talking about it, and that song is Fix You. I love that song. I think it's one of the most beautiful songs ever written. It's written in a way where it changes the idea. I think the phrase fix you is very interesting to me because you can't fix a person. But when you love somebody, all you want to do is make them happy. And I guess find a way to heal their broken pieces. And there's not really much that we can do other than be there for them. So I think it's a sad song for the person that is being described in this song. And it's also sad for the narrator because they're trying their hardest to help this person. And it takes a toll on somebody. But I think, like, love, such a powerful thing to sing about. And it just proves that there's other ways to sing about love than what we usually hear in mainstream pop songs. And this is just a beautiful example of just being there for somebody. And so, yeah, that's my favorite. It was really hard to pick. Yeah, that's just how I'm feeling today, I think. I love this album. I mean, I love every single Coldplay album. I'm so glad that we have art in our lives, and Coldplay's albums and songs are just so colorful. I just feel like even if you're not a Coldplay fan, even if you're tired of hearing Viva La Vida and Clocks everywhere you go, I think you can still find a song out of their many albums that you can relate to and that you still really love, no matter how many times that you've heard it. So thank you so much for listening, and I will see you next week.